Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for your patience. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to do many recordings lately because Katie's brother is going into surgery and she and her family are, you know, working with that. But hopefully after the 8th, we can get back on track and do some more recordings and hopefully figure out like a sort of posting schedule so that you guys have a way of keeping up and knowing when to listen and expect a new episode. As of the moment, we haven't really made one of those, but we're going to try our best, and I hope that you enjoy this very, very late Halloween episode.
Okay.
Okay, finally. Jeez. I'm so irritated right now.
It's okay if it makes you feel better. Yeah. Having practice rooms be, like, neglected is a universal problem, really. Today I went to a practice room and the handle of the door broke off and I thought I got locked in there. So
wasn't good. That's terrifying.
Yeah, I don't know. They give musicians the conditions they think they deserve, I guess.
Oh, well, I'm not even a musician, so to be fair, I guess I didn't really deserve the practice room, but... like, for musicians that want to use it, I mean, it's been 3 weeks since the key has been broken. Just context for our listeners, I usually try to use the practice room for recording because, you know, privacy and stuff, because they have roommates and I can't, you know, tell them, you have no right to be here while I record, because they actually do have the right to be there. But yeah, the key apparently has been not working for like 3 weeks. And so I assumed that, you know, like 3 weeks ago I tried to use it and it didn't work, so I assumed that today it would be fixed, but apparently not. Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
good old admin.
Yeah. I'm here sitting on my bed, and if my roommate needs to come in and do stuff, I will happily go into the closet and finish recording there. Because
hey, you do what you have to do.
I will hide under all my princess dresses. Recording, which sadly I can do.
All right, so yes. What are we talking about today?
Well, okay, so I'm gonna try to actually post this episode like soon-ish after recording it because Halloween's already done, but like we can't not do a Halloween episode, so
it's either true. Gonna be I like miss a Halloween really already.
Sorry?
I said, it's true, I miss Halloween already.
Yes, and like, we have to do Thanksgiving before we can even start with Christmas, which is kind of stupid.
I know.
Sorry, I mean, thankful and stuff is, being thankful and stuff is great, but like, also, the very next day people like, kill each other to get stuff on Black Friday, so I don't know how that, you know, let's just forget it. Skip Thanksgiving, go to Christmas. And then have like, two
You're
Christmases.
Not wrong. In my mind, it's pretty much already Christmas, so...
Me too, but I don't want to annoy people, so I'm not gonna... I am listening to Christmas music already, but I've been doing that since June, so... Yeah. Anyway, so yes, very late Halloween episode. How late? Good question. Depends on when I figure out when I can, you know, get all this editing stuff done and then posting it.
At least a week.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't really have, like, a constant schedule for when to post this yet, but I will figure it out, so that's gonna happen.
Thanks for your patience with us.
But, like, I'm trying to do it, like, over the weekend-ish, and,
Yeah, for sure.
That's probably 100%. When people have time.
Okay. So, our Halloween subject of the day is... Disney villains.
Disney villains, yes. And because we are who we are, and we have way too much experience, you know, listening to true crime podcasts, I wanted to do a thing where we, like, profiled the villains as if they were actual criminals. That's not the only thing we can do, but, I mean, please, let's do that, at least.
I'm ready. Yes, okay. All right, I'm ready.
So... how would we profile the Evil Queen from Snow White?
That's a hard one.
Because if you know the original fairy tale, or at least the one that's available. There probably was an earlier one, but the one that the Grimm brothers wrote that, like, she actually wanted to eat Snow White's heart. So, I mean, you've got...
That she did, so, you know, we've got some Dahmerisms.
Is that a term, or am I just... did you make that up?
I just made that up, well, but I'm kind of liking it.
Beautiful. To those who don't know who Jeffrey Dahmer is, do you want to give a very short explanation? Like, obviously he's a cannibal.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much, that's the most important part.
Okay.
He killed his victims and ate them, and he, preyed upon men.
Yes. So it's like the female Dahmer.
Yeah, we got the
female Dahmer. What I was getting myself into with this idea, just throwing it out there. We were not prepared for this at all, so if that's not obvious, there you go. But yeah, like, the hunter gave her a fake heart, so she, I guess, isn't, like, in the fairy tale, isn't a cannibal, but, like, thought she was for a while?
Yeah, true.
She was an accidental, not cannibal, but intended to be, or maybe, I don't know, maybe there's, like, some Elizabeth Bathory in her, is that how you pronounce the last name?
I think so, I'm really bad, yeah. I'm really bad at names.
Well... Anyway, yes, maybe there's a bit of that, because didn't she bathe in, like, her victim's blood and supposedly drink it? Oh. That's a myth, but in order to gain their beauty, so I think maybe the queen wanted to eat the heart to become
true, beautiful. And, you know, in the same vein, we can go, what's the name of the stepmother in Tangled?
Oh, Mother Gothel. Yes.
Yeah. I think she's, I think she can be thrown in the mix there as well. With the whole, you know, to gain the beauty.
Yes. Very true. Or at least youth. But yeah. What was I gonna say? Hold on. Oh, I mean, you know, when I was on my way, I was like, oh, we're gonna profile these villains. And then I'm thinking, like, okay, profiling. So, Evil Queen, psychopath. Scar, psychopath. Ursula, psychopath. You know, Gaston, psychopath. So, I mean, I don't know how
much... I think Gaston is more of a sociopath than a psychopath, personally.
Well, okay. Here's my thing with those terms, though. Because, by the way, I hope you've by now realized that this is not a podcast for children. Like, we talk about grading children, and we love children, and we're good with children. But don't let your kids listen to this. First of all, because even if we don't talk about murder and stuff, we're talking about how we dress up as princesses, and then it ruins the magic. So that's one reason. Second reason, you know, Dahmerism comes up, apparently. So there's that. What was I saying before I interrupted myself?
Oh, we were talking about psychopath versus sociopath.
Oh, okay. Well, just, there is, to some people there's a difference, to some people there's not. I want to think that there is, but I want to speak non-psychologist as, I mean, I'm not a psychologist anyway, but...
No, me either.
To speak normal person who's not fascinated by this stuff.
True.
Yeah, I would say, like, I use them interchangeably because I don't want to confuse anybody, but...
Also use them interchangeably, but I, like, having personal experience with a sociopath... I feel like I have a good understanding of what that looks like.
Wait. Is this who I think it is?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Well, then I've had a personal experience with a psychopath, but I think you know who that is, too.
Yes.
But when... Okay. We'll talk about this later. But anyway, what I think... Okay, first of all, if you ask a psychologist... I asked my psychology teacher one time, and she said both terms technically don't really exist... and don't really have a definition in psychology because they fall under antisocial personality disorder, which does not mean you're a loner. It just means that you can pretend,
like,
subscribe to be very
to,
social.
Like, yeah. Normal social, yeah.
Yeah, it's called antisocial personality disorder, but it doesn't mean that you're, like, sitting in a corner being creepy.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're antisocial in, like, the sense that we would use it.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't know if someone had it. Unless you knew them really well, basically. But So psychopath and sociopath are sort of under that category. People confuse narcissist with it too. Narcissist, from what I've read, I don't want to get into too much detail because this is not a podcast about that, but from what I've read, narcissist is more where, sorry?
I said it relates.
Yeah. Where you're more like you can have like a conscience and you can feel for others, but you don't, it's where you truly believe you are better than everyone else. So yeah, you're obviously a bad person, like, but when you're a sociopath or a psychopath, it's not only that you think you're better than everyone else. It's that you don't care about anyone else. They're just like objects to you, basically. Like you're playing a video game. And from what I have read on the difference between psychopath and sociopath is like less, I guess, not less intelligent, but less able to hide it, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I think this is all, I think.
Whereas the psychopath,
I think we're roughly on the right path.
Yeah. Whereas I think of psychopaths as like, you know, Regina George, but like, yeah, because not all psychopaths are murderers, by the way, guys. But like, psychopaths are, you know, like Regina George from Mean Girls, I think is always the perfect example because she seems very normal and she can trick people into liking her when they don't know her. And then, you know, but really doesn't really care about other people. And there you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway. What is that what you would agree with?
In the vein of Disney villains. Yeah, I would totally agree.
Okay. Now that our psychology... Sorry, I keep cutting you off.
I said, no, you're totally fine. Continue.
Just now that our psychology break is over, yeah. Anyway, why do you think Gaston would be more of a sociopath than a psychopath?
I think he... Because I think that he could, like, seem a little more... Like, Gaston obviously, like, very obviously, like, doesn't care about other people. Oh, or, like, doesn't try to hide that, you know?
Yeah.
And, he very obviously, he makes it pretty explicit that he's just using other people.
That's true.
And just has, like, the inability, you know?
Yeah. And I guess, yeah. I mean, I guess in a live-action movie, it's a little different. I'd say he's more of a psychopath in a live-action movie.
Yeah.
Because he's more manipulative, where he sort of, like, gets Maurice riled up and then actually makes it sound like he's right. If that makes sense? Like,
Yeah,
he gets Maurice riled up and therefore makes Maurice seem like the bad one because nobody believes that Gaston would do anything wrong. But yeah, in the animated movie, I think he's a little less discreet about it because apparently everyone in the town is like, I don't care, he's hot, so there we go.
Yeah, yeah. like those three women.
Yeah, those three women whose names are on stage, they're the silly girls.
Yeah, I don't think they have names in
the movie. In the movie, they're the Bimbettes. I don't know why they have different names. Yeah.
Okay, so we got Gaston.
Yes. Oh, can we talk about why he's not a narcissist, though? Because I think people would argue that he is.
I mean, I think he does think that he's better than everybody, but sure. I think it goes beyond that.
Yeah.
I think saying that he does what he does because he thinks he's better than everybody is, it's more than that, because he could have thought he was better than everybody and not been so, that wouldn't have necessarily fueled him to, like, lead a riot against the Beast.
Right. I mean, to quote my favorite murderer, toxic masculinity ruins the party again.
Exactly.
I always think of that quote. Thank you. I don't remember who says it, Karen or Georgia, but thank you guys for existing. And also, sure. Yeah. Yes. Man,
it's
I'm out of it.
It's one of my favorite quotes.
Am I going to say that every week? Yeah.
Just something related to my favorite murder.
Yes. No, I'm completely out of it every week. But either way, yeah, it seems like that's where we're going.
I'm also completely out of it. Don't even worry.
But yeah, I think like maybe at first he would have seemed more like just the narcissist, but once you get to the point where he tries to put Belle's dad in an asylum, then we're like, okay.
It goes, yeah, I think it goes beyond that.
It's like, at that point, I think he knows what he's doing is wrong and doesn't care. I think that's what it's...
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think it goes beyond his actions being motivated by thinking he's better than everybody.
Yes.
I think that, like, simplifies it too much.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
No, go. I didn't hear you. I think it's a little delayed.
Oh, I just said I think that simplifies it too much, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say now, like, Hans is the psychopath. Like, the...
Oh, yeah.
...psychopath. Because...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my totally. Gosh. Sorry. I just got a text, and that was really loud in my earphones. Like, really loud. Okay. That was fun. Yes. So, Hans. Oh, Hans. That, yes.
Good old Hans.
Do you remember? You were the first one who... Man. You spoiled the ending for me, I think, before I saw Frozen.
Did I?
Yes.
I probably did. I don't doubt it.
Like, you're like, Anne, you should go see Frozen, because there's this guy, and you think, oh my gosh, this is so stupid, they're falling in love at first sight, and then he turns out to be the villain. And then I'm like, okay. And then I go watch it.
That's right. I totally did, because I had to sell you on the movie, you know?
I mean, I was planning to see it anyway, because it was a musical.
And I figured that, you know, the death of love at first sight.
Yep.
Would have sold you.
Yes, because I have, yes. But yeah, no, to be fair, I went to see it and I was like, wait a second, is Katie like just trying to mess with me? I could not see how he would end up being the villain like for a little while. I was like, what?
Well, yeah, especially because the way they set it up, the thing that I love about the setup is that they put Hans and Anna together and then they introduce Kristoff. But like, because Kristoff's going with them to get Elsa, you're like, oh, is it going to be Kristoff and Elsa and Anna and Hans, you know?
Oh, I was thinking... the opposite, or I would have thought the opposite, with because, you know, Disney's gone a little beyond, like, having, like, it's at the point by then when it's not really doing the love at first sight thing anymore. I mean, that kind of ended, yeah. I think, at Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I would have assumed that Hans and Elsa would have ended up together, and Kristoff and Anna. But then... I
just think the introduction of, like, that other character, you know, it throws you off because you're like, oh, where's this going, you know?
Yes. Yes, true. Though I had seen the trailers, and Hans wasn't in the trailers very much, and so I kind of assumed it would be Anna and Kristoff.
I didn't know anything about Frozen when I went to go see it.
Yeah. Didn't you just go see it, like, fine, I'm gonna go see this?
Yeah, no, pretty much.
Because your mom wanted to go.
My mom wanted to go see it. Yeah.
Yeah, for me it's the opposite. I drag my mom to places, and she ends up liking it.
Yeah, no, I was like, all right, yeah, I guess so. I guess I'll check it out. And little did I know that it was going to...
Yeah. You had no idea you would be Elsa one day.
No, I had no idea that Elsa was my destiny. We have a picture, we have a framed picture of Olaf hanging up in our living room.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was a Christmas gift to my mom.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Man, my mom would not want that in her house. Like, she doesn't...
My mom loves Olaf.
Your mom loves Olaf? Well, I mean, yeah. My mom doesn't, because I think she's like a closet hipster sometimes, I think, where she's like, well, no, I'm not a hipster, but like, I got tired of Frozen when everybody else liked it. I'm like, Mom, that's a hipster.
I mean, she likes Stranger Things, so it's that's not true. Like she only likes...
Yes.
...underground content.
That's fair. She's the occasional closet hipster, I guess. So, let's see. What about Scar?
Cruella de Vil.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Scar.
Go ahead if
no,
you were...
No, no,
no. That's Scar, you're ready for this.
Scar. I'm ready for Scar. I'm ready for Scar because I'm obsessed with Hamlet, and I'm obsessed with the fact that Lion King is lightweight Hamlet.
Yes.
Scar
yes.
is a psychopath, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think.
I definitely think Scar is a psychopath.
Like, if we were, like, investigating, we would say, he is an organized killer, and, well, what do they usually say on, oh, no, you don't watch Criminal Minds, never mind. But they usually start with, we're looking for a white male between the ages of da-da-da-da-da, and da-da-da, it's, yeah. So, we're looking for a black-maned lion with a very memorable scar on his face. Watch, here is this police sketch. Oh gosh, what is happening to me? But yeah, I would say psychopath. There's moments where I want to say sociopath because he seems less, but yeah, he's very calculated. He plans it all out and yeah.
I think he just has his every move planned out.
That's true. Yeah, he does. I mean, maybe it's just because it's so obvious to the audience that he's evil that I'm thinking sociopath and that he can't hide it well, but, like, everybody else is deceived by it, so.
Yeah, like, all the hyenas, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Though he's not exactly nice to the hyenas. Well, he is, but, like, yeah.
No, but they do, like, he possesses that kind of, that leader charisma that.
That's true.
That charms them.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, like, yes. I mean, yeah, yes, he is a psychopath. It's just a little different with, like, by the way, I already said this, but neither of us are psychologists, and we don't encourage, you know, seriously diagnosing people, especially if they're fictional. That's not how you do it. We're just having fun. No. So,
yeah.
Just don't, yes, thank you.
All in good fun.
Yeah. Gosh, my psychology professor, if she was listening to this, I think she'd probably laugh, but, like, I remember actually asking her one time in class, like, so, do you ever find yourself diagnosing fictional characters? And she's like, I try not to. And I'm like, oh, does that mean this is bad? Well, oops, too late. But, yeah, that's interesting.
So, Scar, we got Scar.
Yes.
Cruella de Vil.
Oh, psychopath. And a half.
100%.
Like.
100%.
You don't. No, I mean, just, I don't even, she's the worst.
She really is. She,
you can't,
I think she, like, gets under my skin more than almost any Disney villain.
Absolutely, like her and the guy who killed Bambi's mom.
True.
Sorry,
it's just, what kind of heartlessness do you have to, like, who has to hurt you?
a coat made out of puppies, like, no. Never. No. That's the most wrong thing.
Made out of puppies.
You can, oh my gosh. I'm not even. Like, even in Once Upon a Time, where they try to make, like, you know, sort of sympathetic backstories to the villains in this one season. I haven't finished watching Once Upon a Time, but they sort of try to create sympathetic backstories for all of them. But even Cruella de Vil, they're like, nope, she's evil.
She's, yeah,
spoiler alert, by the way. Yep.
What kind of monster?
No. Like, I can't. Let's talk about somebody else. I can't do this.
Dr. Facilier from Princess and the Frog.
Is that his name?
Yes.
Oh. Because I know they just call him the Shadow Man. But
I'm pretty sure that's his. I'm, like, almost positive that's his name.
I mean, you're probably right.
That felt right when I said it, so yeah. I'm going with it.
Him? Oh gosh, he's a piece of work.
I love him. I think he's so cool.
I strive to be him one day. Yeah.
No. But as far as villains go, I just think he's such an interesting and unique villain, and I think just the way that they, like, created him was so creative and cool.
I mean, yes, it's New Orleans, so they're like, voodoo, but then they have the good voodoo person too, which is great.
Yeah, no, I love it, and I love the fact that he literally gets dragged to hell. Like, that's his.
That's his
character death. That's so. He's so cool.
I mean, he probably, you know, gets dragged to hell and is, like, you know, with all the other villains except for, like, Cruella de Vil, who's, like, at the worst, like, lower part of, you know, she's beyond hell. She's just. I don't know where she is. Anyway, enough on her. But yes, I don't know how I would profile him, because because...
I don't either. Because he's so...
Like, a lot of his evil is done... Like, there's so much magic involved in his manipulation that it's hard to say whether he's a psychopath or a sociopath or something else, because... I mean, I would say psychopath, probably.
I think so, too. I think that's a safe bet.
Yeah. I haven't seen the movie in a while, but that sounds... But then everybody else is like, you are messing with the Shadow Man? So, like, they kind of all know that he's bad news. So, at the same time, I'm like, that makes me think maybe... Because only a few sociopath. People...
Because even yeah. when... Even when they do, like... mess with him, they're still super sketched about it, you know?
Do what?
Even when, they do business with him, they're super sketched out about it.
They are?
Yeah. When they, during, like, oh my goodness, what's his song? I've Got Friends on the Other Side.
Oh, I thought only that one guy was. The prince was like, dude, let's do this.
Yeah, he was, if I'm remembering correctly, he was, but I think, like, he does it, and then, like, the second his like, he has to, like, prick his finger, he's like, whoa, I don't know, and then it's okay. Too late.
Okay, yeah. Maybe the prince is just really stupid, and he is a sociopath. Not the prince, the Shadow Man guy, whose name I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else? Who else have we not?
Ursula.
Ursula.
Who are you going to say?
No, yeah. Ursula. We'll do Ursula.
Okay. But you pick next.
Okay.
Okay. Psychopath.
Totally.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Yeah, totally. Ursula is an interesting...
I think she's probably the smartest. I mean, I just... Well, maybe not she the, is. But
the but smartest. But she's very smart, and she's very... She knows how to win people over, and she knows how to get people on her side. I think better than, like, almost any of the villains.
Yeah, I mean, except Hans, but he's a special case.
Well, yeah, but anyway.
Yeah. I mean, Gaston, too, I guess, but I think it's just... It's a little different with Gaston, I think,
too. I think it's mostly just LeFou, really.
Who's LeFou. But everybody wants to riot with him at the end, and they all... sing to him and stuff, so it's not that they do
true.
Love him,
that is true,
but it is a little different, whereas with Gaston you're like, okay, maybe these people are just idiots. With Ursula you kind of understand why she's able to convince people.
Yeah, absolutely. Ursula, I love Ursula because of how just kick-ass she is, really. I mean, Ursula's a real threat, you know? Not I don't feel like every villain is a real threat.
Yeah. Yeah.
The way that Ursula is.
Yeah, not the way that she is.
Like, yes. Hans is a threat in his way, but you know there's an easy fix.
Yeah.
You know, Cruella de Vil. Oh, no, anyway, moving on.
Are we going to say something about Cruella de Vil? Because I am so ready. No.
I was going to say that she's a real threat, but she's, I mean, no one would side with her.
That's true.
No decent, you know?
You know, maybe she's alone. I think she is a sociopath. But, like, the worst, like, you know, we think of psychopaths as worse, but, like, no. But now that I think about it, she is a sociopath, because they all get a bad vibe from her. Everybody gets a bad vibe.
Yes, totally.
From her.
I mean, she walks in, and she's just this unpleasant, I'm not going to say, like, threatening or intimidating, I'm just going to say it's just unpleasant. Just
yeah.
Individual.
Yeah. So you're right. I said psychopath because I was like, worst person ever in the entire universe of fiction and nonfiction. But now that I think about it, I guess she would be a sociopath. But
yeah.
I only said psychopath because I typically think of psychopaths as worse. But
no,
you want a coat made out of puppies, like, you're just the worst. So there you go.
You're truly the worst.
Doesn't matter what you are. Yeah. So, okay, back to Ursula. Yes.
Yes, Ursula. Yeah, Ursula is definitely a real threat. I would say Ursula, and I feel like she gets overlooked, but she is super threatening in her own right. The stepmother from Cinderella, Lady Tremaine. Oh,
yes. Absolutely.
I think she's, I mean, I know Cinderella gets a bad vibe from her, but I think she's more of, a psychopath.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Cinderella gets a bad vibe because she, I mean, she's not going to tell anyone. Like, there's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. She can't. Stepmother
has to lose from, you know, being that way to Cinderella.
Abusing her. Yes.
She's like the Regina George psychopath because she doesn't kill anybody. She doesn't, you know, she's not the stereotype one.
No, she just very, very subtly ruins lives.
Yes, yes. That's a good one.
she's a threat too.
She's she's the Umbridge of
true
of Disney, I think.
Oh man, in a live action, I know there already was a live action remake, but in another live action remake, I would die to see Imelda Staunton play her.
Yes, that'd be great. Oh. Gosh, that would be amazing. That would be wonderful. And I did, before we end on Ursula, I just wanted to mention also that I think, like, a really good example of how she is really intelligent is that she knows when is the right moment to get, you know, convince Ariel. Because Ariel's a 16-year-old girl who, you know, all her stuff got destroyed by her dad. At that moment, and then that's where she's at her most vulnerable, and she probably would not have gone with her at another time, but right now she's like, well, my dad wouldn't want me to go, so I'm gonna go just to make him mad. That's a very teenager, 16-year-old way to think.
Yeah, she just knew how to prey upon her.
Yeah. So, yes, that's my 2 cents on Ursula.
Ursula's badass.
Here's another.
How about Jafar?
Oh, Jafar. Oh. Sociopath. I mean, he manipulates people with his special hypnotizing snake thing, but yeah.
But everybody knows. Yeah, I mean, nobody's rooting for Jafar.
Mm-mm. Oh, sorry?
Go ahead.
No, you had a question. Tell me.
Oh, I was just going to say, do you think that, however, the prospect of Jafar having elements of narcissism?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I feel like most psychopaths and sociopaths do have elements of narcissism anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I think, but like,
yeah,
yeah. Sorry, what was your question? I'm confused.
Oh, I was just going to present the idea of Jafar as a narcissist. However, I think he knows. I mean, yeah. I think he just knows too much that, like, what he's doing.
Yeah. I mean, I try to, because I'm, you know, I think maybe Hades might be a narcissist. I haven't seen Hercules in a while, but you kind of really want to be friends with Hades, even though you know he's bad. I
love Hades.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Hades is your bad influence friend.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. That's true. That's a really great way to describe him, actually. Oh, man. But, yeah. Like, I haven't seen the movie, like, recently enough to think that, you know, he, like, is one or the other. But I feel like of all the villains, if I'm remembering correctly, maybe he is the one that actually isn't necessarily thinking he's doing the wrong thing. He's just doing selfish things.
Yes.
But yeah. But anyway, with Jafar, I think, like I was saying before, I think sociopath because, you know, even Jasmine's dad gets a bad vibe from him, but the only reason he goes along with it is when he hypnotizes him. So.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
All
right,
who else can we...
Maleficent?
Oh.
sociopath? Question mark.
I mean, let me just say to our audience, we're only saying psychopath and sociopath. This is not the only options, obviously, but we think that most of the villains fall under those
categories.
So it's not, we're just like, psychopath or sociopath. That's not how
it's done. This is just, as far as I know. No, of course not.
But we're at this point where we're like, they're one or the other.
To simplify things for us.
Because we're not, we don't have psychology degrees.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway. Yes, sociopath. Because, I mean, nobody, everyone knows who she is.
Yeah, no, everyone's not messing with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if we're talking about the live-action movie, that's a whole different story.
I actually haven't seen the live-action Maleficent.
I have, and everyone's gonna hate me for this, but I don't love it.
I don't really know a lot about it. I saw the trailer, and I've heard the Lana Del Rey cover of Once Upon a Dream, but that's about it.
The reason I'm not crazy about it is because I feel like it was a little bit false advertisement. Like, I feel like they took, or not, I don't know about false advertisement. I feel like they created a Brit, like, what I was expecting was something like with Wicked, where it does make sense. Everything kind of clicks together, and they don't change all that much from the original story. They just take what's there and show.
And add to it, yeah.
Yeah. With Maleficent, I feel like they changed a little too much, which people say, but I like that they changed it, because then now Aurora, because, I mean, spoiler alert, but Aurora gets,
it's fine.
Yeah, gets woken up by Maleficent instead of the prince in this one. And so, like, when they say, you want the original, where it's like, you know, all love at first sight and ridiculous stuff, I'm like, no, that's not what I what I'm saying is, if Maleficent is the main character,
it's a different story now.
It's a different story now. They changed so much where it's just like, just write a new story. Don't use these, like, famous characters just to make sure people watch it. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
It feels lazy. Like, oh, this doesn't work with what I want to tell, so I'm going to change it. It's like, that's not what I want to see. I want to see how you could have created something to, you know?
Expanded upon the, like, original story to, like, make all the details fit together.
I always find it more interesting, and I would have more respect for it if they use, like, had the constraints that were given. Because otherwise, it's, what are you doing? But
yeah, definitely.
There are people who will agree with me, and that's totally fine. And I think as a movie on its own, sure, I think it's good. But that's not what I saw that, like, coming, I guess. That's not what I was expecting, and I think that's not what a lot of people were expecting, unless...
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they have less of a problem with it than I do. But being a creative writing major, I you know. Yeah.
I think you're allowed to look at the details.
Yeah, and be like, wait, you just changed that? That's it? I was going to see what you did, how you would have, but no, you just got lazy and were like, that doesn't fit our plot, so nope.
I've always felt like Maleficent was kind of an interesting, not the movie, the character, was kind of an interesting character, not because of herself as a character, but kind of the way that she's been canonized as, I always feel like she's presented as one of the primary Disney villains, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And, like, she's, you know, she's one of the, like, leading Disney villains. And, I mean, I think she's got a super interesting design, and I think that, you know, she's an interesting concept and everything, but I feel like in the film itself, there's not, we don't get a lot of her.
I mean,
you know, I don't feel like she builds a lot of atmosphere, or we know a lot about her character. So I just think it's really interesting the way that, like, Maleficent as a product of the Disney company versus Maleficent as an actual character are kind of, like, two different entities.
I think it's the voice acting and also the fact that she can turn herself into a dragon. Because why not?
That is valid.
Nightmares of my childhood. Though I think Bambi scared me the most, because I have a serious, like, phobia of fire now. like, there's a scene in Bambi where there's like a forest fire, and it's just, like, chasing after them, and I guess I know fire does not actually move that quickly in most cases, but now I'm just, like, I can't, I did not light a match until I was 16. I still don't like lighting matches, so.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it really is. My little brother lit a match before I did, so. But yeah.
I don't know what scared me the most when I was a kid. What villain scared me the most?
I don't know if that scared me the most, but it certainly explains where I get my fear of
honestly,
fire.
Honestly, the movie that scared me the most as a kid is not even a Disney movie. And I don't know if you or anybody else is gonna know like what I'm talking about, but there was this movie called oh my goodness. I wish I could think of the name of it. It was called something Nemo, but not like Finding Nemo. There's another Nemo. And it's this little kid who's like in this dreamland or something, and he's sent on a mission with his princess to not or to like save dreamland because it's basically like Harry Potter where if they go open up the gate, literal hell will like break loose, and they literally open up the gate and let hell break loose. And I don't, if anyone out there knows,
please,
what I'm talking
I want to know what this is. I want to see it.
I think it's actually a pretty terrible movie. I'm not 100% positive, but I just remember being terrified of it when I was a kid. I was also a little bit scared of Care Bears, can't lie.
I've never watched those movies, but I can kind of see that.
It wasn't the Care Bears themselves. There's like this scare. There's this. I remember this distinctly that there's a Care Bears movie where there's this kid who becomes he becomes possessed by a magic devil book.
This is a kid's movie.
Yeah, he becomes like possessed by this magic devil book that has like a scary green face. And just tells him what to do all the time, and he becomes really mean because of it. I don't know. It
that sounds like the premise of a horror movie. So I can understand why that would be terrifying, too. Another thing that scared me, actually, I think the scariest, like, movie, like, I think the thing that affected me the most was the Bambi fire. But I think the Black Cauldron, I'd never seen the whole thing. I just saw, like, a scene from it.
Oh, the Black Cauldron kid. Is pretty scary.
And I was like, nope. Nope, that's not happening. I'm leaving.
Also, I mean, I feel like we all can relate to this one. Night on Bald Mountain from Fantasia.
Oh, I was just gonna say that, too. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, as an adult now, I mean, what a beautiful piece of, like, animation, but as a child, that's dramatic.
It still makes me uncomfortable, I'm not gonna lie. Like, what the heck is happening? Yeah. There's a video of, like, a guy talking about the most, like, the scariest Disney moments ever, and he, like, ends with that one as being, like, his scariest, but he's like, why? Because of Tell. Like, okay, I'm not arguing with you.
It's true.
I mean, and you know what? Cruella de Vil isn't there, so clearly she's in an even worse place that we don't know of. But, yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like Dante's Inferno. There's multiple circles.
That's the name, the phrase I was thinking of. Dante's Inferno. And yes. I don't know enough about it to, like, actually specifically say, like,
I don't remember how many circles there are.
The worst circle is probably where Cruella de Vil is. And then, you know, yeah. But, so how long have we been recording?
Like 45 minutes.
Okay, so I think we should probably end it now because I do need to sleep, and also I know we don't want to go past, like, an hour again. So,
yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've got some work to get done anyway, too.
Okay. And we were going to record another one, though, tonight, right? Unless you don't have time.
We can. I mean, we can. It would just probably end up being a pretty short one.
That's fine, then. I can actually, what I'm going to do, then, is I will post this one later. Okay. Instead of posting it this coming week.
Yeah.
So it'll just be a really, really late Halloween episode. and
hey, you know, that's fine.
But you know what? That's maybe that's what people need.
Exactly.
We just gave you more Halloween. You're welcome.
Exactly. No complaints.
So please send us your crazy, you know, princessing stories. We're probably next week we can probably get more into like the actual princessing stuff, but I think it's fun just talking about Disney in general. So
oh yeah, of course. Yes. Always.
But yeah, so you can email us at the princess party. Crud, why can't I even remember the name? The Party Princess Diaries @gmail.com. And you can find my Instagram, which is Ann_PetiteRose, ANN_PETITEROSE. And then we have a Facebook group, which is just the Party Princess Diaries podcast. And I'm going to try to post pictures of us in our costumes as princesses.
Oh, yes. I'm on the search for some,
okay. I did,
for some pictures from
back in
the day.
I did creep up on your Instagram and took a screenshot, so can I post that
okay,
one?
Yeah. Feel free. Yeah. Please, okay. Feel free.
So, yeah, I'm going to do that. And, yeah, I think that's it. And is there, you still have no social media that you want to share, which is okay, totally okay.
Not yet, yeah.
I'm just like, I feel like I'm sharing like three things, but yeah.
I guess two of them are shared, though. Get on that.
Yeah.
I'll get on that.
No, I mean, no, it's totally cool. Just wanted to make sure I don't want to seem like a stuck up person who's like,
no,
follow
you're totally
me
fine.
Everywhere because I need more followers. I'm just like, no.
You're anyway, totally fine.
Thank you, guys.
All right, folks.
Bibbidi bobbidi.
We will talk to you next time.
Go ahead. Sorry. I need to stop and... Right. You know what? Okay, before we go, I just gotta say, my mom finally listened to our first episode.
Yes.
And she was like... Or no, she started listening to the first episode. She doesn't remember if she finished it. And I'm like, thanks, Mom. then she... But she really liked the second one. She's like, oh, in the second one, you guys seem way more relaxed. You're not like... I feel like in the first one, you did cut each other off by accident a little bit. And I'm like, oh, cool. So we're more relaxed. So now that I'm thinking about that, I feel like I'm cutting you off again. And it's just making me so...
You're totally fine.
Hopefully I'm more relaxed again.
It's,
but yeah, now I'm thinking
about
it. It's a
Monday.
It. Like,
it's been a long day. No yeah. worries.
Okay.
All right.
Bibbidi-bobbidi-bye.